I need to apologize. Sorry about that. I thought everybody had their stuff open. I try to wait till, and I apologize for it not being, sometimes they're difficult. And sometimes they don't taste that well either. But sorry about that. I thought it was all ready and stuff. That's okay. Amen. But we do want to welcome everyone here this morning, and we just pray the Spirit of God to be upon your heart and upon your life this morning. And we pray that something we say or do will touch your heart and touch your life to help you to grow in your walk and in your fellowship. That's okay. Get him. We do want to welcome our newest member, though, Brody. Brody shaved all this, and now nobody knows who he is. He had to for work. He had to for work. Amen. Amen. But praise the Lord, you know. Amen. You know, today's July 3rd, but I know we're celebrating, and tomorrow's going to be a celebration of the 4th of July, which is our the independence of our country. Independence of our country from Great Britain, and God doing a mighty work. Let's take the word of God and let's make our declaration before him. Say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. Amen. The word of God brings life, people. Amen. Independence Day, or the 4th of July, commemorates the Declaration of Independence, which was ratified by the Second Continental Congress on July 4th, 1776, which I know Andrew talked about, he did that. The Congress declared that the 13 colonies were no longer subject to the monarch of Britain, King George III, and were now united, free, and independent states. 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence, declaring that they were independent now. They were their own country. 13 individual states, based or colonies, now becoming one country, where they wanted their independence and freedom to gather and to worship their God like they wanted to. By signing the document, the 56 men risked high treason against the King of England. In essence, they signed their death warrants, because that was the penalty. Execution when they'd find these men. We come from a rich heritage of Christianity. Rich as our country is, basically a Christian nation founded on Christian principles. 56 men stood up and said, we will no longer pay taxes to you. We will no longer give you what you want. And we are now signing this document and sending it to you to tell you that we are an independent state or independent country now, colonies. The first guy to sign the document was John Hancock. And I wonder how he felt being the first man out of all 56 of them to go to that table, to stand up and go to that table and take that ink, put that pen and dip it in that ink, knowing that it was treason. What would happen to him? Death would be declared from Great Britain and King George III to him and all those other men. Yet he went to that desk and signed it. I wonder if his knees were shaking a little bit. I wonder what he was thinking of, losing everything he had. I don't understand it all and have the feelings of what these men must have felt. going through this, knowing, not knowing what would happen in the end, but trusting that God would do a mighty work in their hearts and in their lives and in the country. Thank God, God raised up this mighty nation. Let me tell you this, there's no other nation that people are trying to go to like this nation. If you and I were born here, thank God we were born here. We live in the greatest nation ever. Don't ever let anyone put it down. I know there are things not right, maybe, things that we are going through, but let me tell you this, God still has a plan for this nation. God still has a plan to bring it that the gospel of Jesus Christ could go forth. You know, most of the money to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ comes from America. You know that most of the Bibles are printed in America. And if the devil can destroy America, he can destroy what God is wanting to do by propagating the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of God going forth. What a mighty nation we have. That we can walk in a store and there's plenty, more than enough to buy. Now you might need a little bit more money to buy it today. A little bit more cash or credit, but it's still there. And come away with a buggy full of stuff.
Yeah.
It might cost a little more right now to put a little bit more gas or to put gas, but we still lived in a blessed nation. That God is still in control, because it says this, we don't live by the principles of men, we live by the principles of the word of God. And God says through his nation, through his word, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Blessed is that nation. You might say, well, some of the political leaders, they just off the deep end. Yes, they are. But we're not. And God says, my people, if they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and I will come in and I will heal that land. God is on the move, people. God is on the move. We've seen some incredible things, how God has brought back and done great things in people's hearts and lives. Call out to him continuously. Call out to your God and let God move within you. Within your hearts and within your lives. We have the abortion issue. My God. Thank God.
Yes. Amen.
It's not over till it's over. We know there's still a fight. And ladies, if anybody has had an abortion here, look, God loves you. You know that. And look, we just want to stop everyone we can. Because that's a human being. Created by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Created in the image of God, every one of us. We're all different the way we look. But yet God says we all look like him. It's an amazing thing. My, what God looks like.
Really?
I mean, it's an amazing thing. Even twins, you know, they might be identical, but there are certain little, maybe little differences here or there. God making us unique. Thank God for the Supreme Court and them making the judgment or the ruling. Not eliminating abortion, not doing that. All they did was, we don't have the power to, we're giving it back to the states. And we got this uproar, and you're seeing people, I don't understand how somebody can stand up and say, I'm for it, so for it, that I'm willing to kill a baby. Even to the place of where it comes out the womb and kill it.
Yeah.
Y'all, something's wrong. That's a conscience that's been seared with a hard iron and says, I don't feel anything of righteousness anymore. So thank God. We're turning. It may look bleak, but we are turning in the right direction, yes. It may look like, you know, things are not happening with the church body or the church of God, but things are happening. God is on the move. God says in the last days that he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. pour out his, he didn't say just trickle down here or there. He says that he would pour out his spirit, pour out his spirit, pour out his spirit upon all flesh, because he's ready to move upon all flesh. He's ready to bring the great last great revival to America and the world. More missionaries come out of America than any other place upon the earth. More preachers come about from America than just about any place upon the earth where God calls to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ upon the earth. The greatest message ever told to mankind about Jesus and what he did at Calvary's cross and how he has broken the chains of bondage upon humanity, if we will allow the Spirit of God to move upon our hearts and move upon our lives and move upon us. In Daniel, great man of God. You know many things in the book of Daniel, what God did. We know the story about Daniel in the lion's den. You know Daniel? And I'm trying to cut things because I know we have other stuff. Daniel was second in command in that country, right under the king of Darius. And from the beginning of time, Daniel stood up for righteousness, for what was right. From the beginning of his ministry till now, we get to he's 80, approximately 80 years of age. Look, whatever age you're at today, God still can use you and I. There's no retirement in the kingdom of God. No retirement. There's always somebody that needs to hear that will come knock at your door about Jesus Christ. There's somebody that needs to hear about Jesus Christ when you're shopping at the store. There's somebody on your job that needs to hear about Jesus Christ. Be able to give, 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 and lift him up. And let God, the Holy Spirit, move upon them and convict them of their sin and their evil ways. And to change their hearts and change their lives. Daniel, 80 years of age. These people in that area did not like Daniel because he was a righteous man, stood up for what was right. Just as 56 men changed the world and created a country by the Spirit of God, calling on God during prayer, we have one man that stood in the gap that God raised up at 80 years of age when these other counselors and magistrates and governors, five different kinds, came against him and said, look, Darius, let's make a decree that we cannot bow to anybody else for 30 days. 30 days. But only to the gods of the Medes and Persians. Because they knew Daniel would go to his window every day, morning, noon, and night, and would open those windows, and he would face Jerusalem, and he would worship his God. And they said, we got him. And Darius the king just said, okay, yeah, he didn't think of it. Now let me ask you this. Darius the king, don't you think God could have put in his mind, oh, second in command. Oh, Daniel, he's a Christian. Oh, he doesn't serve the gods that we serve. Don't you think God could have reminded him and stopped it? But he didn't. Look, when we go through things as Christians, we go through things as Christians. We live in a society that has the fallen nature. Things are going to happen. God will allow things to happen to come against us, so that we can fall on our knees and stay humble before our God. Because God does not like pride and arrogance in the church body or in the preachers that are preaching Christ anywheres. He wants the preachers and the pastors and the people to be humble before him, to know him, and to have the Spirit of God in their hearts and in their lives. So that nothing is lifted up but Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary's cross. And all of us, the decree went out. He sealed it. And all these people ran to Daniel's house because they just waited. Because Daniel did that every day. He prayed. He sought God. He asked God for wisdom. As Christians, come on, people. We need to pray. Seek God. Ask for wisdom. Study His Word. Read His Word. Do what is right according to the Word of God. Live right. Speak right. Do things right. Letting the Spirit of God come in and change us. See, only God can change a desire that's not right with the Word of God. Only God. He's the one that created us, and He can change those desires as we lay it before Him. He's a God that wants to do something and wants to work in our hearts and lives. And all of a sudden, here He is praying. And they come in and they say, huh, look what you did. And they took him, chained him up, brought him to Darius and said, look, this is the, and look, he's shocked. Darius the king never had a faithful man like this. Tried to get him out of it, but couldn't go renege on his word. And we know the end of the story where they threw Daniel into that lion's den. I'm sure the king said, that's it. But he didn't realize what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob could do. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and now Joseph. Put your name in there. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and amen. What God can do. And we know when he went down there, those lions were so hungry, they could have ate him up in an instant. But zero happened. Even though things may come at us as Christians, we living lives that are pleasing unto the Lord, trying to, with everything, and the Spirit of God is working in our hearts and working in our lives. Things come against people, make up stuff. Whatever. And try to come against in whatever capacity, whatever way. God is still there to help us, He knows, and to build us up. The next morning when he went to check on Daniel, he called out, Daniel! And Daniel answered him back, I'm here. And he walked out. Not a scratch on him. The Spirit of God will protect us. Amen. We trust in our God, people. We trust in Him. No age limit. He's 80 years of age. My God. Would you think that did to him? Build his faith up more than ever before. Did a mighty work in Darius, the king, saying, that's the God we want to serve. And all his accusers, what you think? I'm sure they were all the way around. I'm just thinking this. All the way around when they were about to take off that cover off. Thinking, he's dead. And all of a sudden, Daniel comes out. My God. See, that's a testimony. People are looking for a God that they can serve that will take care of them, that will protect them, that will lead them and guide them. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. Before I close, if you're wanting to be water baptized and you have brought your clothes and stuff, you need to go into the, right now. Right now, come on. Go to the women's bathroom, go to the men's bathroom. Change, get ready, okay, because I'm going to be doing that. I want it a part of the service, okay? On each chair. 2B. 3C. Daniel, what a man of God, people. Look, keep trusting God. Don't look at what the world says. Don't look at what they look at. Look at what God's word says. Trust in him. And let me tell you, you will be like a Daniel that says no matter what comes his way, God will bring us through. No matter what comes our way as a nation, we don't know what's going to happen this next year. We don't know. We know God knows. And we know because of the Supreme Court, we're on the right track, basically. We know there's a lot of stuff that's bad. Look, but there's a lot of good still. Because there's a lot of good people in America. There's a lot of good people that love God, that are humble before him, that want to serve him. That makes a nation blessed by God. That makes a nation blessed by the Holy Spirit. A nation blessed by Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Keep looking to him. Keep serving him. And you can make the difference. One person, one man made a difference for the whole nation. You can make a difference where you are in life. No matter where you are in life. On your job, at your home, wherever in your church. You can make a difference. Because the King of kings and the Lord of lords lives in you. And God has come to give us life and to have it more abundantly. Praise be unto our God this morning. He has come to give us the life that we need in him. He is the one that can pour a cup of water inside of us and quench that thirst on the inside of us. He's the one that can break depression. He's the one that can bring healing to our bodies. He's the one that can heal the mental parts of our minds. He's the one that can heal us and deliver us and redeem us by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's him we give the thanks to. It's him we look to. It's him that brings freedom and liberty to God's people. Praise God Almighty. We don't look to anything else. And anytime the enemy comes at you, get on your knees before God and go and ask God to move on your behalf. Ask God to change things. Ask God to bless your life. Ask God to move upon your life. He's willing. He's willing. He says, call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. Call upon your God. Show him that you need him. Don't live a life that's saying that I don't need him today. Call upon him. Rely upon him. And let me tell you, it may seem bleak, but God can bring the sunshine. Thank God, huh, from Friday. And God can bring the rainbows. There's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, huh? Amen. He's the gold. He's the gold, a promise given to us this day that he would never flood the whole earth like he did before or allowed it to happen. What a God we serve, people. What a God we serve. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may stand, please.